Now, I was told you have a story.
This is Tom's doing, dude. I told this story, and I think it's true. They would not lie to me. I'll just give it to you, okay? Years ago, remember when Cespedes was a Tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he loved golf, okay? But he never really got the opportunity to golf.
So he never played golf in his life.
Well, but yes, I'm sure he went to the range or something, but like he was infatuated, loved golf, whatever the case was. So Al Kaline, who was a member of Oakland Hills, took him to play golf at Oakland Hills. And Jim Price verified this story. Cespedes, in his first ever round, now, I think they told me it was his first ever round, playing at Oakland Hills, what do you think he shot?
I don't know, 100.
I said 120.
78. Tom thinks it's bogus and that Al Kaline and Jim Price were screwing with me.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not. I believe it. Guy's got unbelievable hand-eye coordination. He's an unbelievable athlete. He likes golf, and he shot a 78. Tom is like, well, look at the greens at Oakland Hills. Nobody could do. No, he shot a 78. He's an unbelievable athlete.
He knows how
to generate power.
Was this 9 holes or 18?
Exactly. It was 18.
They were pulling your leg.
I don't think they
were. And you've told this story proudly.
I've told this story to thousands of people.
And they've all believed that you were.
Who's not going to believe it? The guy's a world-class athlete.
Unbelievable.
You're so gullible. No. Like, this is pathetic. No human could ever play their first round of golf ever and shoot a 78 at Oakland Hills.
I don't know how many rounds of golf he played. I was led to believe he was
really
new. You
said it was
new.
The first time.
I was led to believe it was his first time.
Well, so they pulled your leg.
I don't think they did. I believe it. The guy is a hell of an athlete.
Don't undersell
Some
what
people
you said.
Are good.
You said that this was fact. I said that they lied to you. Because you love golf so much and you're terrible.
I'm getting better.
They were pulling your leg and duping you into thinking that, oh, it's easy. This guy could just go out and do it just like that. The greens at Oakland Hills are so fast. If you've never
I know.
He's never putted.
Also crazy rough there, too.
He's never putted in his life except for maybe miniature golf because he's never played golf before. He's going to putt it back and forth off the green 5 times. He would never understand. He wouldn't know how to judge the speed.
You're not wrecking this for me. I choose to believe it.
Do you think Price and Kaline walked away from this conversation just laughing?
Yes, I do.
Hold on a second.
And great memory of them both. Legends.
They were good buddies.
Tiger
obviously,
legends.
They were best friends.
We're going to get this guy. No, he always thinks he's so smart. He always trolls our managers. He always trolls our players.
I mean, that's accurate, but hold on a second. From what I remember talking to them both, Kaline told me the story. Kaline said the story in the locker room while Jim Price said it in the booth. So they both knew about it. And I think I probably went up to Price and I'm like, hey, is it true that Cespedes shot a 78 at Oakland Hills? And he confirmed.
No way.
Yes.
I went out and asked Doug during the last break.
What did he say?
He said, absolutely impossible.
It's not impossible.
Were they all golfing together?
Athlete. Like if it was you or me or Jim or Greg.
No chance.
Yes. I mean, I don't know that they were golfing together, but Kaline was very proud that he always like shot under his age as he aged. And Price was a great golfer, too. And they both belonged to Oakland Hills. And they got Cespedes out there. And apparently, listen, if anybody from Oakland Hills is listening, I know Greg Campy's a member. Call in. Were you there for the Cespedes round?
What, are they going around watching them?
I mean, I would.
They could pull their leg, too.
If I saw Yoenis Cespedes golfing, absolutely.
He's not.
He's a freak athlete, dude.
It doesn't matter. It's the first time. You have no feel for the game. It is impossible, Jeff. And I like how you dropped in right at the beginning of this. Oh, well, he's probably gone to the range before. I don't know anybody.
Oh, I'm sure he swung a club before.
He swung a bat before.
I'm sure he's watched golf, and he knows how to generate power, so he probably knows how to bomb a ball.
But it's not that simple, and you know that.
My point on that, I know nobody in the world that goes to a driving range and doesn't play golf. Like, seriously. Who goes? I'm going to go to the driving range, and I'm never going to play a round of golf.
Okay.
Did that hit you, by the way? Like, did you?
I think in Rieger's head, Cespedes didn't have the time to play 18, but could get loose and swing the club.
No. I was just told they took him to Oakland Hills and he shot a 78. That's
and
what I was told.
I just believed it, just like I believe anything.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
guess what?
Yeah, why would you lie about that?
Actually, guys,
because they were
going
to troll you.
If you guys could text in things and see if Rieger believes them, that'd be a great way to end the show.
You guys are unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable. I tell you a story. I didn't expect you to dispute the story. Well, I'm not going to stop telling it either.
I just think that's it. I think it's impossible. I do.
Rieger also believes Kim Jong-un hit a hole-in-one every hole his first time golfing.
Well, I mean, I would probably tell him that he did.
Jeff, you're the most gullible person on the planet. No human being can get a 78 or even break 100 their first time golfing Oakland Hills. Get real, Kevin in Ann Arbor.
See, you just don't want to believe it because golf is so difficult that it's nauseating to think a guy that just picked up the sport could do such things.
Gov is 100% correct. A 78 at Oakland Hills, no way. Rieger's a buffoon. Rich in Waterford.
I've just got a text from David Hall from the afternoon show, and he said, I've gone to the range a ton, and he doesn't golf. So,
okay.
Boom. There's your theory shot. I'm just saying it's ridiculous, okay? Just let it go.
Yeah, Texter says, I go to the driving range all the time. Yeah, like Grandpa. We don't play around a golf.
Okay, maybe exactly. I was off on
but
that.
Golf is more than just having power and teeing off.
Of course it is.
Especially playing a challenging course.
I'm telling you what, when you hit greens like that for the first time in the speed, you would putt it back and
okay, play, Tom. Tom, I'm not specifically, like, I don't specifically remember if it's his first ever round, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's kind of what sold the whole idea when you said he did. So then you oversold something.
Oh, here we go.
Which is another trade.
Here we go. Here we go.
Watch out for Jordan Love this year, guys. He's going to win MVP.
He might. You never know. First game's at Lambeau. Boy, I got to tell you, this has been a really fun and exciting show for all of 3 hours and 50 minutes. Last 10 minutes, you guys turn into who you are.
You won't be back for a while, so it's all right.
That's okay.
We gave him compliments earlier this hour. I feel like it all balances out. Texter says, do you believe the moon is made of cheese?
It might be.
And he says, one time Chris Osgood dunked on Grant Hill. Incredible sight. Gullible Jeff Rieger.